The federal government has announced an expert panel to oversee the process to award a contract for the Navy's next fleet of submarines to ensure that it's fair. There's been bitter debate about the integrity of the process, with speculation that the government is favouring a deal with Japan. But today's announcement hasn't quelled all the concerns of local defence groups. The South Australian government has warned that regardless of the process, if there isn't a local build, voters will be coming after the coalition with baseball bats. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
The country's future submarine build has been mired in some murky waters of late. The government's announcement that a competitive evaluation process would be used to select Japan, Germany, or France as the partner for the build caused widespread confusion. Now, the Defence Minister, Kevin Andrews, has announced an expert panel to oversee the process.
The expert advisory panel will assure the government that the competitive evaluation process remains sound, is conducted in accordance with probity and accountability principles, and that the participants have been treated fairly and equitably.
The panel will include former Secretary of the United States Navy, Professor Donald Winter, and former Federal Court Justice, Honourable Julianne Dodds-Streeton. They'll be joined by infrastructure specialist Ron Finlay and Jim McDowell from the First Principles Review Team.
Collectively, these advisers share experience of complex military acquisition programs, legal and probity matters, and major projects.
The Australian government solicitor will also oversee the process to ensure its integrity. There have been ongoing concerns from local defence groups and the opposition that the government is favouring the Japanese option. South Australian Independent Senator Nick Xenophon has described the process as a farce and says the deal with Japan is already stitched up. Chris Burns from industry group the Defence Teaming Centre has welcomed the panel.
It does reassure because clearly these people are high-ranking people in society and they will oversee the integrity of the process. I think what probably concerns us is the evidence given at Senate estimates last week, suggesting that even at the end of the competitive evaluation process, if the government's not happy with the answer, they can change it. What faith does industry have in the whole process if at the end of it all, the government can turn around and say, well, thank you very much for that, but we're going to go this way anyway.
In regards to that, I mean, that's always sort of a position of government. Even with a full tender, they can overturn it and make their own decision. Why do you think it's particularly concerning in this regard?
I think it's what's concerning is the constant discussion and indication that the government is favouring a build in Japan option.
He says industry also has concerns about the Japanese approach to the bid.
Recently hearing that the Japanese are saying that we don't have the skills in Australia to build the future submarines and that they're not prepared to release their technology. If they're standing, then their capacity to participate in the process must be limited.
South Australia's Defence Minister Martin Hamilton-Smith shares the concerns.
We've had free and open access to the German constructor TKMS and the French constructor DCNS. We've visited them both in recent weeks, but we've been given no access so far to Japanese industry. But there does seem to be a cosy relationship between the Commonwealth government and the Japanese government.
He says the panel is good to see, but the bottom line is the build needs to happen in Australia.
It's a mountain of jobs, it's a mountain of small business opportunity, and it's a mountain of enterprise. If federal government doesn't see that it has a role in making sure that $250 billion is spent in Australia, then it needs to have a serious look at itself.
What do you think will be the political fallout if these submarines are built overseas?
I think the Australian public are waiting with baseball bats for any federal government that refuses to build these submarines and surface ships in Australia.
The Defence Department says it hasn't offered any favourable treatment to any of the participants. The expert panel will provide interim reports to the government throughout the process before presenting a final report once it's completed.
Natalie Whiting.